Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. It's time for us gents to gather and spare a thought or two. Talk, debate, share, for that matter. And the gentleman who we trust to lead this conversation for us to say the uncomfortable things that as gents we normally would ideally just want to avoid is mental health activist for men and co-founder of Mindful Matters, Kavi, aka K Goodness, aka the Empathy King. I wonder what he has planned for us today.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's have a listen.
It is Wednesday morning, and like NSK says, K Goodness is on your radio.
How we?
Good morning, Fresh Family. Good morning, Shaquan NSK. Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast family specifically. It's awesome, awesome. Always awesome to be here. I thank God for this platform, and I thank NSK and Shaquan for sharing your platform with me. As I always say, we will never take for granted the blessings that we've been granted to be able to impact the lives of others. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those moments and really a highlight in my week. So thank you guys. Nonetheless, let's get into the message this morning. I'm coming off a break, and part of my mid-year, let me call it recalibration and starting over, and I take a break, and part of it is having a therapy session. So I had a therapy session, and one of the things that I was battling is sort of I battled inadequacy, feeling like I'm not doing good enough. So I had this discussion with my therapist, and she said to me, my biggest problem is seeking perfection. The world has set the standard of perfection. Everything we do as men needs to be perfect. We need to know to get the perfect girl, you need to reach a certain level of perfect standards and so on. And she said, we need to move from operating in perfect and operating in good enough. Because with God, we don't need perfection. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need God. So we need to operate out of the good enough. Because remember, Moses was a murderer, but he was good enough for God to use. Jesus himself, the Lord himself, got mad, got angry, and so, but he was good enough for God to be God's chosen one. You know, and I can go David, adulterer, murderer, but still God deemed him good enough. So we need to get rid of this notion of perfection, chasing perfection, wanting to be perfect, everything has to be perfect, and operate out of good enough, because then that's where the grace of God operates. So, gents, this morning, you are good enough. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I'm proud of you, but you are good enough wherever you are. If good enough today looks like 20%, that's perfect. That's good enough. If good enough today looks like 120%, that's good enough. And we need to have that grace with ourselves to say, you know what? Today, I can only bring 20% for whatever reason, but I am good enough for today, because that's where God has me. That's where I have myself, and God has granted me the grace to operate in the good enough. Let's forget perfection. That, ladies and gentlemen, has been K Goodness. Y'all have a blessed one. It's love, peace, and happiness. It's K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Kavi. Listen, let me tell you right now, I'm going to struggle with that.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, no, I'm going to struggle with that.
Letting go of perfection.
Letting go of perfection. I am an extreme perfectionist. To a point where, yes, it is. How do I put it? It's to my detrimental. You know. That was very loud. That was towards me. And yes, I do know. I do understand that. You need to move to good enough.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes you literally just don't have it. Like you just don't have it. You don't have that so-called perfection, you know, to push that 95 or 99%. Oh, but my goodness, I don't know. That maybe I need to, you know what? That will need more discussion on my end.
Something you need to work on or look into.
Yes. Do I even want to? You see? Do I see fault in it? You know? That's the key question. Am I happy with chasing perfection? These are key questions.
Mm-mm.
These are key questions that I'm going to have to answer myself.
Yeah.
And after serious self-introspection.
Everyone listening who's relating to you as well.
Because K-Goodness is making a point. He is right. I do feel like that at times. So it's like, yo, bruh. Another day, have to chase perfection. And if I don't, you know, I'll get judged. And because it's me.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I'm looking at things. Like, because it's me. Oh my gosh, if you don't have that perfection, the world's going to stop. And like, oh my word, like, oh my word. So yeah, I'm going to have to look into that.
Mm.
Thank you so much for being loud, Mr. K-Goodness.
Much needed.
Much needed. The Empathy King.
Mm.
If you missed the episode, he's going to be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8.